journey with our blessed Lord just south of Nazareth and to the southwest of Mount Tabor to a city called Nain. It is in a beautiful meadow, hence the name Nain, which means beautiful meadow. And we hear today a story only told in St. Luke's Gospel, where Jesus approaches this city, and a dead man is being carried out on a stretcher wrapped in a clean linen shroud. This is obviously a young man, because our Lord says to him, "Adolescents, TB, Dico, Surgeons." He says, "Young man, adolescent, literally, I say to you, arise." Is this young man perhaps 33 years old? We do know that he's only son of a widowed mother. And so there's an automatic thing that this story is foreshadowing the day when our blessed Lord will be wrapped in a linen shroud and carried out for burial, followed by his widowed mother. The fathers of the church teach us that by the time Jesus died at the age of 33, St. Joseph had died, and so our blessed mother is a widow. This is meant to be on purpose, that our blessed Lord is foreshadowing his own widowed mother Mary, following his body wrapped in a linen cloth out for burial. As the great liturgist Nice Parsha says, there are two processions happening today, if you notice. The procession of death coming out of the city, because it says a large crowd followed the widowed mother. But notice there is a procession of life coming into the city. For the gospel tells us his disciples and a large crowd accompanying him. So a large crowd of death coming out of the city, a large crowd of life coming into the city, and at the head of that procession is life himself. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And when life means death, we know who's the good. It's going to be life itself. Who says, "Adolescents, TBD, go, surge, adolescents, I say to you, arise." And the young man arises out of his shroud, foreshadowing that Easter morning when our blessed Lord under his own power would rise up from the tomb and throw aside a sacred linen shroud. Our good friend, St. Augustine, is quite a lot to say about this story. And St. Augustine reminds us that there are three incidences where our Lord and Savior raises people from the dead. You know the story in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, where our Lord raises the synagogue official's daughter from the dead. It's the daughter of Jairus, right? We know that whole story of how he raises her from the dead. And he says the same thing, right? He says, "Little girl, she's 12, the Bible tells us. She's 12 years old. He says, "Tabayatha ku, little girl, I say to you, arise." That's the first 11, where he raises Lazarus from the dead, having been dead 4 days. Now, our good friend St. Lazarus says, let us see then, what is it that he wishes to teach us through these dead people he raised again to life? And listen, the daughter of Jairus, the widow's son, Naaman, and Lazarus. What is it that our blessed Lord wishes to teach us? And St. Augustine says, brilliantly, this great line in St. Augustine. He says, these three represent the three kinds of sinners whom the Lord raises daily. The daughter of the leader of the synagogue was still in the house and had not yet been carried out from her room. It was there that she was raised up and given back to her parents. The second was not in the house, but he had not reached the tomb yet. Though taken from his room, St. Augustine says, he had not yet been handed over to the earth. And then there was the third, whom he raised from the very tomb itself, Lazarus. And St. Augustine makes a real big deal about this. And he says that this represents the three kinds of sinners the Lord raises up daily. So let's take a look at it in the words of Augustine. It's so profound, this sermon. He says there's the daughter of Jairus, right? There are those people whose sin is yet in the heart, but has not been brought out into action. Stunning, isn't it? So we've committed the adultery in our heart, in other words. St. Augustine uses this as an example. We've committed the lust and the adultery in our heart, although we haven't put it into action yet. So far, the sin is not exterior, but the heart has consented to it. The dead is within, yet it hasn't been brought out of the house yet. You see? The dead has come to life in his own house. The heart is alive again, St. Augustine says. The resurrection of the dead soul has been accomplished in the darkness of conscience, as it were within the walls of the house. Isn't that stunning? That lifts us up in the heights of ecstasy when we sin in the heart. We haven't committed it in action, but it's in our thoughts and in our hearts. We've still sinned. And we need Jesus to raise us from the dead within our own soul. Then we're like the daughter of Jairus. St. Augustine goes on to say, the son of the widow of Nain, that's our gospel for today. St. Augustine says, and another soul, after consenting, has reached the point of action. Like bringing forth a dead man, so that what was hidden so secretly now appears in public. And so this is where we have taken our sin, and it's not just a thought anymore. We're just not thinking about lying to our parents. We actually lie to our parents. See the difference? It's actually come out into our action. We've not just thought about stealing the cookie. We've actually stolen the cookie. This is the second soul. This is how we represent the son of the widow of Nain. It's already taken action in the world. And St. Augustine says, if he who has done evil is warned by the word of truth, is moved and arises at the word of Christ, who says adolescence, TBD pro serge, young boy, I say to you, arise. He also receives the gift of life and can come forth so as not to perish eternally. So we hear the word of God and we repent. We say, oh yes, I've stolen the cookie, I've lied to my parents. The daughter of Jairus represents the soul who's committed the sin in the heart and mind, but it hasn't come outside the house yet. The widow of Nain's son are those who have committed the sin not only in thought but in action, but are quick to repent, haven't been buried yet. And then the soul hardened in sin like Lazarus, dead and buried and corrupted. What soul are you? Which soul? The daughter of Jairus? The son of the widow of Nain? Or Lazarus? Nothing is impossible for God. He said,